Why they wait so long? It doesn't make any sense.
Well, all right, matas masay. But you know what? If I'm one parsha ahead of you, it's good because you'll have something, you know, to give over the week after. So we're studying now a pasuk in Micha. I'm going to read to you the pasuk. It says, "Ami, my nation." This is a mandate to the people of Israel. Zecharna, please remember. Maya Atz Balak Melech Moav. What was the council of Balak, the king of Moav? Uma Ana Oso Bilam Ben Bi'ar. And what was the response? You know, there's this dialogue between Balak and Bilam. And Leman Das Tzidkos Hashem. What does that mean? Leman Das Tzidkos Hashem. So again, as I said, we have to delve and study in depth every single parsha in the Torah. But here, because of this mandate of Micha, there's a special responsibility to remember what goes on in Parshas Balak. Ami zechar na. I would call it almost the mitzvah divrei kabbalah, mitzvah divrei sofrim. To remember the whole Maso Matan, the dialogue back and forth between Balak and Bilam, Bilam HaRasha. We have to think about the ideas and the plans and the schemes of Balak. We have to think about what Bilam wanted to do, what he thought about the Jews. Maya Atz Balak Melech Moav, Uma Noso Bilam Ben Bi'or. Now, ultimately, this has to lead to Leman Das Tzidkos Hashem. Tzidkos Hashem. It means we have to remember, we have to appreciate and acknowledge the great righteousness of God, that He stood to our right side. He protected us, and He saved us from the evil intent of Balak and Bilam. The Gemara in Bracha says the following: My, what does it mean, Leman Das Tzidkos Hashem? Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Lema Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Da, Kama Tzidkos Asisi Machem. I did many things for you, the people of Israel. Lo Ka'asti, Bimei Bilam HaRasha. There was no Zam, there was no divine wrath during the period of time of Bilam and Rasha. Ilmoli Ka'asti, had I got angry, Lo Nishtayer, Misonam shall Yisrael sorry to Poland. Which means that Bilam would have been absolutely successful in completely destroying the Jewish people. Vahainu deka amale Bilam le Balak. And that's inherent in the Pasuk, recording what Bilam said to Balak. Ma ekov lo kavak el, uma ezom lo zom Hashem. Says the Gemara Malame, shekol osam ayom lo zom. That even though there's a daily moment of Zam, of divine wrath, for this period of time, Hashem was completely negated his Zam. The Kama Zam, how much time is there during the day of Zam? Rega. Shenema ki rega be'apochayim b'rtzono. Ve'ibayisem me'hocha, poski Yeshaya, chavikim at rega ad yavor Zam. So what's going on over here in this parasha in Micha, that we remember what Balak had in mind for Bilam, what Bilam had in mind for Klal Yisrael, the fact that Bilam could have succeeded in synchronizing his curse with the Zam, the moment of Zam, that daily moment, and that would have been the destruction of Klal Yisrael. That's how powerful Bilam's Klala would be. But Hashem came forward to protect the Jewish people. Leman das tzidkos Hashem. We have to understand and appreciate the tzidkos of Hashem, that He came to our defense, our salvation, and low cost. There was no Zam. Hence, Bilam was powerless. This pasuk in Micha, Ami zecharna mayatz Balak melech Moav, is the subject of a presentation in the Zohar. This concept of remembering the great salvation that Hashem protected us during the time of Balak and Bilam, which means that Hashem intervened on our behalf. This is indicated by the Pasuk Micha, that we have to be aware of this. We have to publicize it. We have to remember it. Says the Zohar, Amar Rav Yossi, Amar Lema HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Zecharna Mayatz Balak Melech Moab, Vay Shanachnu Tzakim B'chol Yom, Vanu Goim V'u Bochim, Zechar Hashem Hayalanu, Zechar Hashem Lebnei Adam, Lebnei Adam, V'ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rotzeh Lashgiach Aleinu. Hashem will not protect us, and the reason is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omar Lanu B'Bakasha Zecharna Miyatz Balak Melech Moav Ein Noel Eloshem Bakasha V'anu Lamashkechinen Bo. In other words, we are not paying attention to this mandate formulated in Micha that we have to remember what happened with Balak and Bilam. And therefore, if we're not going to fulfill our responsibility of Zecharna Mayatz Balak, Hashem says, quid pro quo, I will not fulfill Zechar Hashem Mehayolanu, our prayers to Hashem that He should remember us. Zechar Hashem Levnei Adom, Zechar Adoscha Kanisa Kedem, Zachreni Hashem Bertzon Amecha, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rotzel Ashkiach Aleinu. Look how critical it is for us to study Parshas Balak, to delve into the dialogue between Balak and Bilam and their intentions, to comprehend how God intervened for our salvation, and to remember this. And if Chas V'Shalom, we do not respond to this divine mandate, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't pay attention to us either. And with all the zechiros that we ask Hashem to remember us, Zachar Hashem Ayilanu, Zachar Hashem, etc., 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 Hashem ignores that because we ignore the mandate of Ami Zachar Lanu, Zachar Mayoitz Balak Melech Moav, whom Ha'ano So Bilam Ben Biar. Zacharna, Bivakoshim Imcha Zachar. So, Rabbi Osa, I say this by way of introduction, to indicate that if there's one parsha in the Torah that's absolutely critical, and not only that, when we hear the parsha, as you'll hear in Mirtz Hashem in about 9 days, we'll hear it here in 2-3 days, we should have in mind the mitzvah of Ami Zecharna, which again is not a mitzvah in Taryag, but it's a mitzvah Midirei Kabbalah. And what is it about the parsha's bullet that's so critical? Why is it that there's a special mandate requiring of us to remember Balak and Bilam? And not only that, the Gemara goes very far with Parshas Balak. The Gemara has a Havamina in Masechet Brachos on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Bikshu Likva Parshas Balak B'Kriyat Shema. Parshas Balak should be recited twice daily and integrated into Kriyat Shema. For a technical reason, it's asking us a little bit too much. The Gemara says, "My timer, what was so significant about Balak that we should really, if not for the technical engineering problem, we would integrate it into Kriyat Shema twice daily?" Says the Gemara, "Il mole mishum dechsivba." Kel Motziyami Mitzrayim. Would you tell me that there are three words in this parsha of Balak that make it worthy that you upgrade it to the status of Kriyat Shema? Kel Motziyami Mitzrayim. So where rejects that? There are many other parshios which mention Yitzias Mitzrayim. There's the parsha of Ribbis, there's the parsha of Mishkolos, the weights and scales. Uksivbo Yitzias Mitzrayim. Ella Amar Rabbi Yossi Bar Avin, why is this parasha so critical that it should be upgraded to the status of Kriyat Shema? Mishum Detziv BeHaikra Kara Shachav Kari Uklavi MiYikimenu. What is so special about this particular blessing that comes out of the mouth of Bilam? And Rashi says that Shachav and Yikimenu is an allusion to Kriyat Shema shel Arvis and Kriyat Shema shel Shachris. Dami lebishal b'chav kumecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shomreinu b'shachveinu u'bekumeinu. Lishkav, when we go to bed at night, shalavim, shalvim, ushketim, we could go to bed at night in a sense of security and calm, and then we wake up, kilavi, miyikimen. So karashal chav kari, and kilavi miyikimenu, is a parallel corresponding to kriya special shall arvis and kriya special shachas. And in the first parsha of Kriyat Shema V'dibarta, Ma B'shivtcha V'Eisecha Letra Derech U'Bishol B'chov Kumecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to watch over us and he's going to enable us to go to sleep with a sense of security and calm and serenity, and that's considered a fulfillment of this brach of Kara Shachav Ke'ari. And then we wake up in the morning B'Kumecha, and again we're in a state of shalva, and that's a fulfillment of kilavi miyikimenu. So that what we have now is two animals called the ari and the lavi, and of all bali chayim, these are the most frightening of them all in the jungle. And Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to watch us and protect us, like, you know, we could reach the state of serenity of the most powerful animals, the king of all animals. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, if you're telling me that what makes this parasha unique and worthy of being integrated into Kriyat Shema, it's this pasuk, Kara Shachav Kari, etc. So then why not just read that pasuk? And once, right, so we know we have a problem because of Tircha de Tzibura. Well, let's just read the one pasuk, because this is really the essence of what we want to get out of Kriyat Shema. B'shavuchav kumech, is this one pasuk from Balak? So Gemara answers, we have another technical problem. Kol parashu paski Moshe Rabbeinu paskinan, de lo paski Moshe Rabbeinu lo paskinan. We were never allowed to read part of a parasha without the hefsek. Moshe Rabbeinu gave us the entire parasha of Balak, and if at all, we'd have to read the entire parasha. Yesh lanu kabbalah shekol parasha shelo efsika Moshe Rabbeinu b'emta osu lafsika. We're not allowed to stop in the middle of the parasha. So to choose one pasuk and recite it on a daily basis would be a violation of kol paska paska lo paska Moshe Rabbeinu. What is it in this parasha of Balak that Chazal wanted to establish Balak on a daily basis, twice a day, as part of Kriyat Shema Shel Shachris V'Arvis? Okay, so there's one pasuk that indicates that we wake up and we recite Kriyat Shema. We go to sleep and we recite Kriyat Shema. Great! But is that enough to warrant upgrading this whole parsha to the status of Kabbalah, Sol Malchus Shamayim, of Kriyat Shema? And again, you might mention another pasuk, Kel Motzion Mitzrayim. The Gemara rejects that too, because that's such a popular pasuk that appears in so many different parashas. So if you take a look in that Sugyan Brachos in the Pnei Yoshua, he writes, Bikshu Likva Kol Parshas Balak B'Kriyat Shema Kedei L'Kayim B'Cha Kedei L'Kayim B'Ach Mitzvah Hashem Ami Zecharna Mayatz Balak Melech Moab. If we had this Parsha of Balak integrated into our daily Kriyat Shema, then we would fulfill the mitzvah which is formulated by Micha and Navi to remember Balak and Bilam. And as we said before, that's critical. Because if we don't remember, then Hashem says, well, I'm not going to pay any attention to you if you don't remember me. And that means the parasha of Balak. Says the Pnei Yeshua, V'af she'eni kedai mikolakom nira maimer zeh tamua. Lomar shebikshu l'kvah parashas bala b'kriyat shema mishum haikra the yitzias mitzrayim u'shchiva u'kima mabakach kama kroy kahai gavna ashkan tuva. He doesn't tell you which psukim, but he says there are many other psukim that reflect this idea of shchiva u'kima and our total dedication to serve Hashem. And therefore he answers the following. We had an independent obligation on a daily basis to remember Balak. Ki the Amar Micha, as we see in Micha, Ami Zecharna Mayotz Balak. So we have the following, just to summarize. The Gemara in Masechta Brachos tells us how important it is to remember the dialogue and the scheming of Balak and Bilam. This becomes a mitzvah which we fulfill at least once a year. The Gemara wants to establish as a daily mitzvah, twice daily, and integrate it into Kriyat Shema. When the Gemara tries to focus on what is it about Balak that's crucial, the Gemara comes up with one pasuk that technically has a corresponding b'shalvach of kumecha, and therefore it should be incorporated into Kriyat Shema. Obviously, there's something more going on here below the surface. Is it purely technical? There's one pasuk that indicates b'shalvach of kumecha, or is there something more, perhaps more fundamental about it? What is it about this parsha that is singled out? That the Gemara has a hab meeting, we should read it twice a day, integrated to Kriyat Shema. That Micha commands us to remember this parasha and the dialogue between Balak and Bilam. And that is derived from the pasuk which ends with the word Leman Dat Tzidkas Hashem. And it's so critical, this fulfillment of Leman Dat Tzidkas Hashem, that if we forsake it, if we ignore it, Hashem ignores us. When we want to recite Zecharna Mehoya Lanu, have compassion on us, Hashem says, well, you didn't remember what I told you, and that is to remember the whole dialogue between Balak and Bilam and the great Yeshua and Hashem's Hatzalah, then I'm not going to remember for you, I'm not going to respond to your supplications, Zechar Hashem Mehoya Lanu. Wow. I mean, Rav Moshe, if you're following me until this point, you can only make one comment. Balak is probably the most important parsha in the Torah. It really belongs on the same level as Kriyat Shema. The only difference is that we have a principle called Tircha D'Tzibura. But if not for Tircha D'Tzibura and Kol Pasuk to Kol Pasuk to Paski Moshe, we would be reciting Balak on a daily basis twice a day as part of Kriyat Shema. And we'd be fulfilling a mitzvah midirei Kabbalah formulated by Micha and Navi, and we'd be protecting Klal Yisrael, because in the absence, if we ignore this and we don't fulfill the zachar, then Hashem says, you know what, you don't remember my zachar, I'm not going to remember the zachar that you put forward when you say zachar Hashem Ayolam. Amazing significance and power that's inherent in this parasha. We're going to start our analysis with the Chidah, who lived about 2.5 centuries ago, one of the most prolific poskim of all time, and certainly amongst the Sfaradim, he's incredible. The Sfaradim love him. And he writes the following with regard to this remembering the story of Bilam and Bola. Hareini mekayim mitzvah lizkar shehitzel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, we have sheish zechirot. You know, you have a list of 6 things that we remember on a daily basis. Says the Chidah, I want you to add another paragraph. Hareini mekayim mitzvah lizkar shehitzel HaKadosh Baruch Hu avoseinu mi Balak u mi Bilam. Kol shenemar ami zecharna mayatz Bilam Balak melech Moav u ma onalo, etc. Bilam ben Balak. The Ramban adds a new mitzvah to the Taryag mitzvahs that's formulated and enumerated by the Rambam. This is what we call mitzvah seish shachach harama. And he writes, Zechar al tishkach eis asher k'tzavtas Hashem lekech b'midbar v'mitzvah l'doros l'das, to appreciate chesed elokim aleinu v'shomro bris avoseinu l'aseis hodol l'shmo l'varech lo alakol. We have to thank Hashem for all the great things He did for us. Says the Ramban, Uke'en, and I have another category to add, or another case to add, something that we have a mitzvah l'doros to remember. Ke'inyan shanovi hizkir, he's talking about Micha Novi, Ami zecharna mayatz bolot melech Moav, Uma ana oso bilam ben bar. Remember this. And if you remember it, you makayim a mitzvah d'oraisa. Wow. Ami zechorna mayotz bolok melech mov. What is it that we're supposed to remember? Why is it so critical that we remember? Why is this parasha compared to, almost elevated to the status of Kriyat Shema? And if we don't fulfill the Zechor Hashem Lanu, the Zohar warns us about very, very severe repercussions in which Hashem is going to ignore our pleas of Zohar. Perhaps we can at least point in the direction of the answer. Klal Yisrael have to use a very important tool that HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught them and supplied them with, and that is the tool of Tefillah. We're sent into Golus, and our adversaries surround us, threaten to whatever, I don't want to go into detail, but it's very contemporary, and they fight battles against Klal Yisrael. We end up in many different Golios, from one exile to the other. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, pray to me, and your prayer will be accepted, and you will bring about the Yeshua, the ultimate salvation. Sometimes Klal Yisrael are called upon to do certain actions in order to protect themselves from those who rise up against them. But one thing is always the case. Hashem expects our tefillah, our prayer. Let's take the case of Mitzrayim. That's a good place to start. In Shibud Mitzrayim, the Mitzrayim made it very bitter for the people of Israel. Maru es chayehem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds to the prayers of Israel, and he sends Moshe Rabbeinu to bring the Eser Makos onto Mitzrayim, until finally the Mitzrayim agree to send out and free the people of Israel. And the emphasis here is on tefillah. We find it again in the parasha of Amalek. We go out to battle against Amalek, and the pasuk says, "Vayavo Amalek vayilachem im Yisrael berafidim." And Moshe does all sorts of pu'ulot, and he sends Yoshua, gather together the troops, Tzehi lachem ba'amolek. Machar anochi nitzav al rosh ha'givah umateh lokim biyadi. Moshe Rabbeinu prays on behalf of the people of Israel. And what was the key to success in vanquishing Amalek? There were two preconditions. And that is, Vayas Yoshua, Kasher Amalo Moshe Lilochem Ba'amolek, U'Moshe V'Aaron V'Chur Olu Rosh HaGiva V'Hoye Kasher Yorin Moshe Yodo V'Gara Yisrael V'Kasher Yaniach Yodo V'Gara Amolek. What went on over here? Moshe's right hand, Moshe's left hand, he's up on the Rosh HaGiva. Where does Yoshua exactly fit in? And the answer, perhaps, is that with regard to Balak and Bilam, who are fighting a battle against Klal Yisrael, they don't go out to battle like other nations, gathering together military troops with a face-to-face collision with their armies and their weapons. The entire battle against Israel is on a spiritual level, hidden and concealed below the surface. It's behind closed walls. There is no other threatening situation in Klal Yisrael's history like this one. This is very unique. In Klal Yisrael's history, there are going to be a battlefield. There are going to be people who are going to openly fight against the Jewish people. But that's not what happened in the case of Balak and Bilam. This was all me'achorei akloim. This was behind the secret walls. How do we know that Balak hired Bilam and offered him a substantial financial benefit? How do we know that Bilam would have been able to utilize his sorcery and curse the Jewish people? We know it only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals it in the Torah. He gives it to Moshe Rabbeinu to be incorporated into the Torah. If not for that, we have no clue. We don't know what Bilam's capabilities are. We don't know anything about Kochas HaTumah. We don't know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is intervening on our behalf, on the behalf of the people of Israel. We really don't know much. Whatever we know is incorporated into Parshas Balak in the Torah, and anything that's left out, Tzarech Iyun, you know, don't ask me questions. So we're talking about Balak Melech Moav and an entire series of events, and there's absolutely no way that we can be privy to that information. It was behind closed doors. This was a private conversation between Balak and Bilam. So how do we know the entire development of Parshas Balak? How do we know about the fact that Balak appointed Bilam as his shliach to be makal to curse the people of Israel? How do we know what Balak's response was when Balak subpoenaed him, if you will, invited him to come along and curse the Jewish people? How do we know, for example, that Balak brought Bilam to three different vantage points from which he could see the people of Israel? There's one answer to...
We're in the middle of questions.
Right. There's one answer to all the questions that I asked. And that is, Klal Yisrael knows everything only because Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu. Normally, when the people of Israel are facing a danger, when there's an adversary that's jeopardizing the future of the people of Israel, they can respond with tefillah, with prayer. But in this case, they don't even know what's going on. They don't realize, they're not aware of the danger of the situation. It all goes on behind closed doors. They're not aware of the fact that Bilam had the power, the potential to curse the Jewish people. They're not aware of the fact that there were tremendous brachos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu forced or compelled Bilam to recite and then substitute for his klolos. All this is unknown to the people of Israel at that time. Again, you and I know it because we're great scholars, we learned the Torah. But as things were transpiring in real time, there was no way that the people of Israel could know this. They didn't know when they were on Arvas Moav that their whole future was in jeopardy. And therefore they didn't turn to Moshe, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Tefillah. We find over and over again that Moshe Rabbeinu encourages the people, whether it's Melchemes HaMolech when they go out to battle, to pray to Hashem. You remember the Magepa and the serpent and so forth and so on. All this is Tefillah. But in this parsha, there's no tefillah. Because everything just goes on. Everything happens without any awareness on the part of the Jewish people. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals what goes on to Moshe Rabbeinu, and it's incorporated into the parsha of Balak. When the pasuk says, Ka'es Yomar LiYaakov, in Bamidbar Chaf Gimel Uli Yisrael Ma'pal Kel, the meaning of this pasuk is that Bilam says to Balak that at the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mefir Atzas Rishoyim, to the same extent God forced me to bless the Jewish people. Here's the language of the Panim Yafos. He says the following. The Omar, this is what Bilam declares, Ka'es Yomar LiYaakov LiYisrael Ma'pal Kel. Lo dia kamachi basam shall Yisrael lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki pa'ula azos shos Hashem Yisbarach v'hofach es haklo lebrocha. God immediately, as the words were coming out of Bilam's mouth, he converted them, transformed them into brachos. Miyad ka'es hazos yomer v'yagid lahem. So that instead of a klola, Bilam bestows a bracha on Klal Yisrael. Lo dia, Hashem yisprach l'Moshe Rabbeinu, kol ha'mais hazeh. And it's only because Moshe Rabbeinu was notified by HaKadosh Baruch Hu of the whole Maisa that we know. And it's like, if I give you a present, I have to tell you about it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I have to tell you what I did for you to spare you from total destruction. Ve'huo diem li'Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu hears it from Hashem, transmits it to Klal Yisrael, and Micha Novi says, Zachar no mayotz bolak. Now we could possibly remember the dialogue between Balak and Bilam, and that's what the pasuk means. Yomar ka'es, Yomar liYaakov liYisrael ma'pol. Ka'es means now. In retrospect, after the entire ma'aseh, after Hashem saved them, and now he dictates to Moshe Rabbeinu to incorporate this in the Torah. Now ka'es Yomar liYaakov ma'pol kel. Now we can appreciate what Hashem did for us, but only in retrospect, only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals it to Moshe Rabbeinu. And at this point, we're on page 2, if you're following the text. We're taking a look at the Chasam Sofer. And of all places in the Tshuvos. And he says the following. Da, he says, Yesh li la'or b'dover echad. Ein lanu b'chol ha-Torah shum dover she'ein anachu b'atzmenu eidei re'iyah. Everything that happens in the Torah, our ancestors saw this with their own eyes. They can testify. Chutz, the only exception is Parshas Bilam. When it comes to the miracles of Mitzrayim, when it comes to Kriyas Yamsu, when it comes to Aseres HaDibros, Maimon HaSinai, everything is given to Klal Yisrael in a public way so that they can appreciate with their own eyesight and perceive the great miracles of Hashem. He says the following. There's only one thing that we didn't see and we cannot testify about, and that's Balak and Bilam. Says the Chasam Sofer, what about Chidush HaOlam, the creation of the world? What about the story of the Nachash or the Mabul and Aflaga? He says the Ramban tells us in his Drashos that Adam HaRishon himself saw Bi'atzmo bi'yachidi b'li av u'b'li em ma'isa gan eden v'gerusha. Now, is this a transmission in an unbroken chain? Yes. Who? Adam HaRishon diber peh el peh im Shem ben Noach. Shem ben Noach was the Rebbe of Yaakov Avinu. When Yaakov Avinu was 50 years old, he received Kibbutz Menu Kol Hanal. All of this tradition was passed on to Yaakov Avinu, including the Mabul, the Dar Afloga, and Yaakov Avinu transmit to his children. Amram heard it from Levi, the Amru Lebonov Moshe V'Aaron. So Yaakov Avinu received this unbroken tradition from Shem ben Noach, and it's going to be passed on from generation to generation. And if that be the case, then Amram is going to pass it on. Amram hears it from Levi, he's going to pass it on to his children, to Moshe and Aaron. So the entire generation received this transmission from their fathers. And in every generation, there's a Zochein of Zkenim. There's someone who has to supervise and make sure that the stories are being told and the tradition is being transmitted. Even though we didn't see it, but we rely on the testimony of somebody who did see it. So that all the miracles that we know about, we can trace back to an unbroken tradition in which Moshe Rabbeinu received it from Amram, who had heard it from Levi, and we go all the way back to Yaakov Avinu, who had heard it from Shem. And now were ready for transmitting these stories. And Moshe and Aaron, they are the Nesiim of the Dor. They have to oversee and guarantee that all the stories and all the great miracles will be transmitted to the next generation, and they to the next generation afterwards. And Omnom Kol Sidurei Mitzvos Nirli Kishigaon Mi Sheyomer Shebeecha Me'Adoros Kam Echad VeHimtzi Laniach Tefillin. Somebody's going to say, as a skeptic, that at one generation, at one point in time, somebody came along and he invented the tefillin. And what we're going to tell him is that, you know what? Tefillin are as old as man. On the pasuk Vayetze Kayin, Ba'os Achas Al Mitzcho, we're talking about Totofos. Vayomru Zelo Shamanu Vizelo Ra'inu Me'avosenu Miyom Amadnu Ar Sinai. There's an unbroken chain, and we receive not only the mitzvahs of the Torah, but the entire corpus of the Torah. So Kol HaTorah Kulo we saw with our eyes, but there's only one exception, and that's Parshas Bilam. Who told us, who revealed to us, what was the dialogue in those inner chambers between Balak and Bilam? What were they planning, and what was their agenda? Nobody could say that I have a tradition that goes back to somebody or other, some bar samcha, and in unbroken shame we have witnesses, we have testimony. No way, no how. No one could do such a thing. Mi yodea, who could say that I saw with my own eyes the mizbechos that were built in order for Bilam to be mekalel klal Yisrael, and it was all converted into bracha? How do we know this? And even Moshe Rabbeinu says that some sofer, he himself didn't know about it. Rak mipeh shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, only when he heard it from God. So the Navi says, you know what? All we know about it is because Hashem revealed to us the great miracles that He brought about in order to save us because of His love and His compassion for Klal Yisrael. That is so significant that Micha Navi says, Zecharno Mayatz Balak. We have a mitzvah to remember. And Hamamin says, Chasam Sofer, B'chol HaTorah B'Tzosel, Rak Mestavik B'Parshas Bilam, Harei Kofer Vashem. A person who accepts all the mitzvahs of the Torah, but he says Parshas Bilam was some sort of invention, a human contribution. He's a kofer, and he's outside of the pale. It's absolutely unacceptable to say such a thing. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu peh el peh speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu, and he conveys what happened, including the Parsha of Bilam. So don't have any doubts about the Parsha of Bilam, because you're going to rely on Moshe Rabbeinu. You're not going to rely on the fact that this was seen by eyewitnesses. You know, we have something called 7 o'clock eyewitness news. You know, that's not what we have. We have no eyewitnesses. But what we do have is the word of Moshe Rabbeinu. So don't doubt the word of Moshe Rabbeinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe what great miracles he brought about and how dangerous the situation was when our entire history was in jeopardy. Pasach HaRav HaKadosh V'yom HaRu'u HaMaiseh Shehoyakan Hine Nischaru Shnei Rishoyim Yachad Lohora Lu'uma Yisraelis HaMkodesh V'shum Echad Lo Yodam Yisrael. Two great leaders, or one is a leader and the other is a heathen prophet, can get together. Rishoyim Nischaru Rishoyim Yachad, and they're going to defeat the Jewish people. Shum Echad Lo Yodam Yisrael. Nobody knew about this. Even Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know about this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with his rachmim and his love for Klal Yisrael, he protects them, he saves them, and he converts all the klolos of Bilam into brachos. And this is a principle that is so important. Baal HaNes Eino Makir Niso. How terrible it is if somebody experiences a salvation and a miracle and he doesn't know about it. Then the whole miracle missed the point. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Moshiach Shal Yisrael, and he protects Klal Yisrael against the Eitzah, the council and the program of Bilam and Balak, and nobody knows about it. All the other miracles were public. Yitzis Mitzrayim, Milchamas HaMolek, etc., etc. We suffered, it was well known, we cried out to Hashem with tefillah, and that's what happens. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us and he's Moshiach us. That's the derech of a father who's of HaMarachim al-Bonav. God hears our prayers, he hears our supplications, our crying, and he gives us protection. But here in Parshas Balak, we're not talking about a battle. We're not talking about Mitzrayim and Kol Ben Yilod. We're not talking about Amalek attacking us with a military campaign. We're talking about a spiritual battlefield. And the one who organized this battle was none other than Balak, together with his friend Bilam, against Klal Yisrael. And none of this was known to Klal Yisrael. There was no tefillah. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes ahead and saves Klal Yisrael, unbeknown to Klal Yisrael. L'hofer atzosam, l'kalkalas machshavtam. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals his love for the people of Israel. He's saving them from the curses of Bilam on a second-to-second basis. And here's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals his love for the people of Israel, his chiba, mechaves Yisrael. And that's b'chol tzad, b'chol mikol tzara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to save us. But all this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing this behind the scenes, in private. It's not public, it's private. The Gemara tells us in the Masechta Nida, Darash Rav Yosef, Mai desiv odcha Hashem ki anafta bi, Yashuv abcha v'utinchan utinachameni, says the Gemara in the name of Yosef, Bema Hakosu Medaber, Bishnei Ben Yodim Sheyotzu Luschora, Yoshav Lo Kotz Liechmeem, Vehiskil Macharef Umagadev, Liyomim Shoma Shetovas Vinosu Shal Chaver Biyam. Two partners were about to embark upon a travel of the seas to sell their goods. And lo and behold, one of them could not make it in time. And why? Because he stepped on a thorn. He stepped on a thorn. You hear this, Rabosai? All of us have this experience where we're planning something, we're going to do something, go away, we have a voyage, we have tickets, we may have all everything is set. But the trouble is we stub our toe and we break something, or we have to go to the physician for this, that, and the other. That's what happens. So this partner gets very frustrated. I can't join you for the trip. And why? Because of this problem that I have that forms a barrier and doesn't let me climb the ship. I stub my toe. And he's Macharif and Magad. How can HaKadosh Baruch Hu do this and deny him the ability to participate in this great business venture? But a few days later, he reads in the local newspaper that ship went down to the bottom of the sea with all its members. He began to cry. He began to praise God when he heard this news. And he says, Yashuv Abchot Tenachameni. He's Moda that he owes Hashem all the gratitude, because had he climbed onto the ship, he would have died. When I came to Eretz Yisrael as an 18-year-old, in the first week of yeshiva, there was a cab that was meant to take seven students to nearby Ashdod for their visa. I think it was Ashdod. And I was the eighth man out. I couldn't go into the cab. I was very frustrated. Because in the first week of yeshiva, you want to get this, they called it a B2 visa in those days, a student visa. You want to get it over with. Well, to make a long story short, that cab was in a major accident. We lost one student, a young boy from Great Britain who had come to study in Kerbiavna. and almost everyone who was in the cab was major injured. One of my friends was in a kind of a liquid chemical for a whole year, and I was the eighth man out. But there are so many stories about this. You talk about 9/11 and everything, you know, different things that happen and save people's lives. You know, we're very frustrated when we miss a bus or we miss a plane. But what do we know? There's another plan over here. And in the Nimshal, Rav Yosef says, Odcha Hashem ki anaftabi. I have to thank you, Hashem, because I got this coach that got stuck in my foot, and as a result, I couldn't climb the ship and join the voyage. And this is where Rabbi Loza says that the pasuk in Tehillim, Baruch Hashem Elokim Elokei Yisrael Osei Niflaos Levado Ubaruch Shem Kvodo Liolam, and who's blessing Hashem? The Baal HaNes is Eino Makir Beniso. He doesn't know that Hashem saved him. He's unaware of that fact. Klal Yisrael could have missed the whole point over here, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spared them from Bilam and his curses. Hallelujah Hashem kol goyim. Why are they, the goyim, singing the praise of God? Because they know what we don't know. They know what they plan to do and how their plans were foiled. Rishi Agoyim zomimim tamid laharol Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made for atzasam, and this goes on constantly. And they'll be able to sing the song of praise, but we can't because we don't know about the Ness. And this is what the Zohar means when it tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves us from the listim who try to destroy us, that come to kill us. And Rav Pinchas ben Yoyer, when he found out Tzolas Kol Chamoro, and he says the following, that Bacha Rav Pinchas v'yomar Mori di Alma, you have brought about a great miracle. And he starts crying. Ira Ness, you made a Ness for me. I was saved, and other Jews were saved from our adversaries. Pasach v'yomar li osei niflos gedolos levado ki li olam chazdo. Kama tovos osa kodesh baruch hu b'nei adam, kama nisim korei lehem b'chol yom, ve'ein adam yodea. Elohu bilvad, only God knows. A person wakes up in the morning, he doesn't realize what danger lurks in the shadows. A person sometimes puts his life into danger. He doesn't know that Hashem is saving him. And all this is sheds an illuminating light on Parshas Balak. And here we're on page 4. I know we're running out of time. We'll try to finish it up. What is the connection between Kriyat Shema and Parshas Balak? Chazal tells, Kol Amarech B'Echad Marichin Lo Yom Avushnosav. And the Gemara tells us, Rabbi Yirmi Avi Yosef Kameder Rab Chia Chaziyah Davi Marech Tuva. He was saying Echad very Omalei Kevin Dam Licha Salamal Lamatal Arbaruchos Sulo Tzor. That's enough. So Shulchan Aruch writes in Ilchus Kriyat Shema Tzorch LaHarech B'Ches Shel Echad Kedei Sheimloch HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Shamayim V'Varetz V'Yarech B'Dalid Shel Echad Shir Sheyachshav HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yochid V'Olamo U'Moshel B'Dalid Ruchos Olam. So what is the Emunah of Shema Yisrael of Hashem Echad? To believe with a full faith that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one, He's singular, He's unique, He rules over all the earth of all the worlds, and He acts the way He wants to act with total freedom. There's no other power in the face of the earth that could oppose His rots on His will. Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Tzoseicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim Mibeis Avadim Lo Yilech Elohim Achirim Al Panai. There's no Elohim Achirim. There are no other powers. There's only one power in the world. Only one will. And that's Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. This message of Kriyat Shema is inherent in the Parsha of Balak and Bilam. It is revealed in the Milchama of Balak and Bilam against Klal Yisrael, a Milchama that we never saw, we never witnessed, and we wouldn't have known about it until HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed it to Moshe Rabbeinu when he transmitted it to us. Hashem Elokeinu Echad. He's there, he's up, he's bound, he's matel, matel, tal ruchas ha'olam. If all the forces of evil will get together and be controlled and activated by Bilam, nevertheless, they can't be powerful against Klal Yisrael. Bilam thinks he has a power that could even undermine the divine will. He knows very well that Hashem doesn't want him to go to curse Klal Yisrael, but he knows that he can do it. And he thinks that Hashem is not Hashem Echad. He believes that he can be powerful against the will of God. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals his great achdus, his shlita, his control. He's the Yachid Bolomo, the Ein Zulasa. And this perhaps is the message of Kara Shachav Kari Uklavimi Kumenu. Rashi says, Dami Libishalmchav Kumecha. And why? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says Rashi, Shomreinu Bishachveinu Uvakumenu. Lishkav Shalvim Ushketim Kari Uklavi. What does it mean that we read Parshas Bilam as part of Kriyat Shema Na'am Avinu because of this Bishalbachov Kumecha of Kari and Kelavi? But the answer is very clear. Because what this pasuk is indicating, what Nevuah, the Nevuah that comes out of Bilam against his will, is really the whole koach of Kriyat Shema, Bishokveinu Kumenu. That even when we're sleeping at night, and when we wake up in the morning, and we are surrounded by our enemies who want to destroy us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals his achdus, his shlita in the world. He's a yachid. He controls the world, and he's mefer atzas rishoyim. He doesn't let them destroy us. And therefore, we have the ability of Kara Shachav Kari. We have the ability through Parshas Bilam to appreciate and understand that even when no one knows about the salvations of Klal Yisrael, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is defeating and foiling all of the plans to destroy us, all of the Eitzos of the Bullocks and the Bilams throughout Jewish history, and we could be annihilated, completely destroyed, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to defend the Klal Yisrael, Shema Yisrael, despite their intentions, Hashem is one. And this would have been part of Kriyat Shema, if not for the technicality of Torah HaTzibur. So we end our discussion today, Rabosai, with the Pasuk in Micha, and a mandate to Klal Yisrael, a mitzvah midirei Kabbalah, Ami, Zecharna Mayatz Bolak Melech Boav. Understand that there's a lot going on behind the scenes, that HaKadosh Baruch is protecting us. That even if we think that there are enemies in the world that we don't know about, but they're out there and they're lurking in the shadows, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu declares that He has the final say, and He will be Mefer Atzas Hagoyim.
Tunnels that they dig underneath to try to...
Excellent. Yeah, that we have to find the tunnels. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to come to our salvation to discover these tunnels below the ground.
And what about the fact that the Milam does not recognize the Yeshua of Klal Yisrael, of Eretz Yisrael and all that? That's a big problem.
Right, because we're not reciting Bullock the way we should recite Bullock. We are surrounded by 80 million. We are surrounded by 80 million enemies. And beyond the 80 million, it's all of Europe today and half of America. I don't know what's going on in Canada. I don't think it's much better. Hopper is not around much, you know. So we're really facing their adversaries. Now, sometimes we know about it, and sometimes we don't even know about it. You know, certain things reach the public in the media, and we realize that there's a danger here. There are adversaries and anti-Semites. Sometimes we don't even know about it. So that's what you're saying, Bobby. I think that if we would only recite Bullock with the proper intention and the proper meaning, and understand the deeper meaning of Hashem Echad, then we can appreciate what maybe some of the Goyim could appreciate, because they know how they some of their plans were foiled. Now, of course, in the Nazi Holocaust, we lost 6 million. I'm not trying to belittle that. You know, but still, some of us went down with Hashem Echad on our lips, and they understood that the Nazis wanted to destroy the Jewish people. They left 5 synagogues in Prague. They wanted to call it the museum of a vanished nation, right? But we're still very much alive. And we're alive and well. And that's because of Hashem Echad. That's the message of Parshas Bullock. And that's why Parshas Bullock should be incorporated into Kriyat Shema. It is absolutely critical. And to say that it's on the same level of Kriyat Shema, you know, that's an amazing statement. I want to just reread to you the Beis Hamayim that we indicated before. He says, Re'u ha'maisa shoye b'kan, nischaru shnei reshoim yachad, lahora li'uma yisrei sam kodesh. And nobody knows about it. This is the spiritual battle of Balak and Bilam against Klal Yisrael. Nobody knows about it. It's behind closed doors. So we can say, O senif los gdolos levado. It's levado. And we mentioned before that the Zohar in our parsha in Balak says something about Rabbi Pinchas, the Pinchas ben Yoyer. Al yidei tzoholas kol chamoro shel Rabbi Pinchas ben Yoyer hitzel HaKadosh Baruch Yehudim ilistim shebo lahorgam. So we're talking about a ness, a miracle, and Rabbi Pinchas ben Yoyer declares with tears in his eyes that you, God, have done this miracle for me. And you saved Jews, and I didn't know about it. We all say in the flows the gadol savado kilom chazdo kametovus also kadosh brok b'dei adam kamenisim korav lehem b'chol yom. Only God knows. And this is all a reflection on Parshas Balak and Bilam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves us from these Rishoyim who rise up against us with all, garnishing all the energy of Kochas HaTumah. We don't know about the Sakana that we're in. And the Ness is therefore also in the flows Gedolos Levado. Levado, he's alone. He's hiding from us. And we'll find out about it later. And one of the great Rebbeim, who was related to Rabbi Kiveger, writes, "Ko koach Yeshua muva besidra zu v'maisa bolak ubilam hayim eshuda mikol Yeshua." So it was unique. Shahayim mikodem ki kulam yadu. With regard to all the other Yeshuas, yadu Yisrael asaras nafsham l'schanin v'litzol kol Hashem yisprach lo shia miad zareim. But Sikos Hashem Hainu Zecharnozos Shehetzir V'oyev V'lo Osa Shum Pu'ula. There's no way that we could have known about it. We shomer me to protect us, to cry out in prayer. Chak Yoat Salem Machshav Torah V'atem Lo Yadatem Shemetz midover zelis orbes arusa dilutato fi afal piche ma'ono so bilam hainu shafachti es haklolos lebroch saman das tzidkos Hashem asher osa itchem af poli yadiaschem utfiloschem rak al yideis arusa dili elo. And this is the connection to Kriyat Shema. This is why Hashem warns us, we don't get the message that's inherent in this parasha, the love and the protection of Hashem extends to Klal Yisrael. If we don't appreciate that, then Hashem might ignore our prayers when Chas Shalom, when we say Zechor Hashem Ha'yolonu. Nimtza, he closes it, ki lefizek, ki gam b'kriyas parashas polot, Pam Bishanat, Sorch Lechav Lekayim, Bakosh the Koshbroch, Ami Zacharno, Zacharno, Mayotz, Bolik, Melapo. And perhaps this is the reason why we have to read this Haftorah and the Novi of Micha with this special pasuk, and in the schus of reading this pasuk, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should respond to our prayers of Zachar, when we ask Hashem, Zachar Hashem my Hayolanu, Zachar Hashem Livnei Adam. Klal Yisrael today is surrounded by so many enemies. Some of the items make it to the news, but so many don't. In so many cases, we're not even aware of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yeshua as He protects us from our adversaries of planning and scheming against us. We have to remember that. There are too many people who experience miracles and they don't recognize them. And here we have the mitzvah of Zachar Hashem Asher Mahayolonu, how Hashem protected us from Balak and Bilha. And if we fulfill this, then Emirtz Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu will stand to our right side and protect us. Lahafer Atzah Soivim Hakomim Olena B'chol Eisu B'chol Shah Amen.